Yo, what's up? This is Robert Kelly doing my You Know What, Dude podcast. And I'm with, we're at Dallas Improv right now. I'm with the feature act, right? That's what you like to be called?
Sure.
Right, and you headline.
I do headline as well.
Of course you do. I know. I get it. I'm kidding.
What kind of prick middle doesn't fucking want to call himself a headliner, right?
I know. And then you're the MC tonight.
And sometimes I guest spot.
Yeah, sometimes you guest spot. tell your names to the people.
John Toll, johntoll.net. Like I threw the URL in there.
Fucking plug whore.
Marketing.
Who the fuck does that?
I do. On your fight. Wait, welcome to our podcast. Johntoll.net.
Yeah, okay.
John Toll. Just Justin Foster.
From?
Dallas.
Yeah. There you go. What a nice guy. You know, you're not going to get anywhere in this business doing that.
JustinComic.com.
Oh, see, we threw it on the backside.
Well, they actually fired the guy. You weren't supposed to be here. They fired the...
Correct.
The MC. What was he? He's like 60...
63, I believe. Yeah.
And he's kind of dirty.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
And they actually replaced him with you.
Yeah, I was on tour in Longview, Texas, and they were like, do you want to stay there and perform in front of 15 people? Or come here. Yeah.
I like that you call Longview, Texas a tour.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. You just drove 2 hours one way to perform with a shithead in front of 15 people.
Dude, what are you talking about? You're giving away so many bumper stickers at the end of the show. You're like a fucking a new rave club that just opened up.
Look, you got to realize where I am not in my career. You got to realize, like, finally, this is a hot thing. I get to work with you.
Right.
You realize in 3 weeks I'm opening for the wrestler Mick Foley.
I love Mick Foley.
Great dude.
Right,
but from a comedic standpoint, right, is that where I want to be?
You should be headlining.
I am headlining. He's getting paid, though.
Oh, that sucked. Dude, they offered me that with Dat Fan. When Dat Fan, after he hit, he could only do 20 minutes. They offered me to come into one of the improvs and headline for, like, shit money. Mm-hmm. And he had a door deal. He was going to make, like, fucking 30 grand.
Right.
You turned it down, right?
Yeah, of course
I
did.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I would never fucking do that. But anyways, we're at the... we're on the second show. Just got done with the first show at the Dallas Improv, and two people got kicked out.
You're
tonight.
Two for two.
Yeah, no, I'm three.
You're three for two.
Three for three. Two shows, three people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two shows, three people. Last night, the girl got kicked out.
She cried.
Good. Yeah, she should. She should cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's an emotional
crouched in a hallway.
Was she crouched down?
Yeah.
Right in the piano bar.
You know, like that sad cry, you know what I mean? That like that like I can't make eye contact with you cry. The whimpering with the lip going.
Yeah.
A little bit like
cuz I heard she was a fan. So it would have been worse if you said I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
She's listening to this right now.
She's not a fan.
That's what I heard.
She
was outside in the hallway crying. I'm such a big fan of his and he threw me out.
No, I didn't throw you out. She left.
Oh, okay.
I didn't throw her. I just told her. I literally
see how
just
stories get to it.
Yeah, exactly. She's not a fan, dude. She's not a fan. A fan doesn't fucking raise fucking shot glasses at my punchline. I mean, really.
Oh, she was just here for the.
She was drunk. Dude, I don't get it. This is what's weird about comedy clubs is people are coming here not to see comedy.
No.
They're coming here to get drunk like a regular bar.
Yep.
Like, dueling pianos or some shit. They're coming here going, we're going to get fucked up. And they have every intention of getting trashed here and then going to a bar.
They hate their lives. They hate their jobs. They show up here to get trashed and forget about it. You're just a dancing monkey up there talking while it happens.
Yeah, but the comedy show should never be the last stop.
No, the comedy show should be where, you know, before the strip club.
Right, exactly.
Before the fucking hookers at your friend's one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan.
Nobody has bottle service at, like, Cinemark movies. You know what I mean? Like, this is it. We're going to be entertained and get fucked up, and that's it. Go home.
I don't get it. Yeah, it's like fucking, you know, you come here to, you come in here to laugh, or you come in here to get shit faced. And it's funny, that girl, she wasn't heckling. She was just talking, conversating at the table. And everybody around her was mad. I got so many emails today. Dude, thanks for kicking that bitch out. Fucking dude, tell her to shut up.
Yeah.
What is everybody afraid of? Go complain. Tell her, stand up and go shut the fuck up. Because they don't want to fight with the fucking dudes, the fucking tattooed monkeys she was with.
Of course.
You know, who were nice guys, by the way. They were actually cool. And they actually, most of her friends came back in. You know that, right?
Of course.
Yeah. And her boyfriend was mad that he had to leave with her.
Maybe they want to see you rise to the occasion and see how you're going to handle it. How would they feel? Because they don't know how you would react if they were to step in for you.
Dude,
Maybe they get buried. Maybe they're afraid you're going to bury them.
Well, you know, it's so weird is tonight, this guy, the girl that got kicked out.
That guy was a prick tonight.
The girl that got kicked out was shit-faced.
Yeah.
The guy that you said was talking a little bit was awesome.
The nicest guy in the world.
And the girl that got kicked out was so trashed. It was this She was a kind of like a white trashy, like, I'll put it this way, as a street hooker, good looking.
Nice.
As a chick that you meet in the bar, a fucking 4.5. Okay. But if you picked her up on the street driving around in a car, wow.
It's a treasure.
Fuck yeah.
It's a find.
Oh yeah. No fucking.
She's not at Hunter's Point.
Yeah, no scabby skin.
But at a bar, she'd be the chick you take home at like 157.
Yeah. If I was lucky.
Right.
Yeah, right. So she was so drunk that she just kept talking. She was arguing with her fucking old dude she was with. I felt bad for that dummy because he's with her. And she was arguing. So I fucking, ugh. I fucking ignored her. And then this guy, right? I mean, literally, I was almost done.
Yeah, and you're wrapping up.
He was like, what'd he say? Oh, you're not funny. I'm glad this was free.
Yeah.
He goes, no, I'm glad this was, I didn't pay for this. This was free because you're not funny. And, dude, I saw red.
You were angry. You know
you
what I mean?
Went from comedian to street fighter in 30 seconds.
Because what happens is these guys think that we're up there, you know, we're telling goofy jokes, we're being silly, we're making people laugh, or fuck, you know, whatever. And they don't look at you as a fucking, like a guy or a man. You know, they look at you as a fucking bitch entertaining them on stage.
I believe your quote was, I'll knock you the fuck out. I believe that's what you said.
Yeah, but you know what? It's so stupid of me to say that. Because, you know, if you know a tough guy, a real fucking tough motherfucker, wouldn't even say that.
No.
He'd be just like, dude, fuck you. See ya, pussy. Mm-hmm. I went back to like my junior high days.
Right.
And that lady yelled out, he hurt your feelings.
And then you copped to it, which was good. Good for you, though.
Because she's absolutely right. He hurt my feelings, dude.
You're up there doing honest material.
Right.
You're sharing your heart. You're being funny. And she calls it.
Off. Dude, I honest to God though, he really hurt my feelings so bad because that's like my stepdad shit when he used to beat the shit out of me. Where I learned how to fucking make that fucking sad shit into rage,
okay.
And then I'll chase him around with a fucking knife or a hatchet. You know what I mean? You won't fucking do it again. And he pulled that shit. He was my stepdad, Billy Magington. You're not funny, stupid. And I was like, I'm fucking funny. I'm gonna kill you. What an idiot.
But I'm sitting there like, because I didn't know when you were going to get off stage, so I'm sitting there like waiting to bring you off. And this chick next to me is like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
I go, he's fucking pissed right now. Yeah. Like, I really thought you were going to chip dude out.
Well, no, dude, it's stupid for me to do that. Number one, because if I hit him, say I did get off stage and fucking punch him, I'm done. Cops are coming, suing, club's in trouble. I'll never, you know, I'm done. I'm Bob Kelly. I would have like a, dude, I'd have to answer the question, dude, what happened in Dallas? For fucking 10 years from cocksuckers like you two. Dude, I heard you fucking...
Oh, you didn't be on Twitter as soon as you...
Right.
Yeah. You guys would fucking...
How knocked out at Robert Kelly.
With our website at the bottom, plugging ourselves.
At John Toll. At Justin Comic. Pound fuck yourself.
You guys really would just fucking whip out your dumb iPhone.
Bury you in a second. I'd be videoing it. I'd be vlogging. I'd have my face in the foreground with you fighting in the background.
See this shit? See the rest of this video on my website.
Yeah. I'd have a URL crawling across the bottom. I'd be selling tickets.
You'd be on fucking CNBC talking about it. Yeah. What happened was...
I'd be on the Red Eye Show.
Nancy Grace would have you on with her fucking dumb eyebrow.
That'd be our new bullshit credit when we work with... Yeah, he worked with Robert Kelly when he punched the guy in the face.
Right.
And was also on Last Comic Standing.
It'd be the fucking Zapruder film of 2010.
It'd be the guy with the... Hit the guy with the guitar and then me on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, and or, like I said before, if I stepped off stage and this guy was like a fucking Brazilian jiu-jitsu, because you don't know who's who, and he fucking tapped me the fuck out, then you guys would never talk to me again. You'd fucking walk past me.
Yeah.
You guys would just fucking, ugh. You probably
at
both.
Joe Rogan, ah. Right?
Yeah, you guys are probably, oh. You guys are probably.
Done at
yeah,
that
like
point.
Rogan. Rogan, if Rogan says, I'm going to knock you out, I'd be like, all right, I'm fucking scared. But if I, you know. Not that I'm a pushover. I'll fight both of you guys right now.
Okay.
Because you're hurting my feelings.
Right? All right. No.
Yeah.
Settle down a little
the
bit.
The best quote of the night, though, was when the chick was yelling at you, or you were talking about, why are you fucking married? And you go, look, I like being married because I used to date fucking bitches like you when I was single.
Yeah. Fuck her. Fuck that. Oh, she makes me sick. I hate drunk people that come to comedy. Why come? I don't get it. I don't get the fucking getting that plastered. To where you literally are poisoning your fucking body, okay? that your body has to regurgitate everything you put in, or you're going to die.
Now, is this a new mindset you have now? Because you don't drink anymore.
Dude, I've been sober for 24 years.
Okay, but when you were that guy and you were partying,
I was an asshole.
Okay,
I was an asshole.
So then you're relating then.
Yeah, I was fucking.
Like, okay, I've evolved.
Sucker punching people, mm-hmm. doing the same shit,
right.
getting arrested. Same bullshit, dude. Mm-hmm. Same shit.
Yeah, but see, I get hammered. I cut myself off, though. I have that. Like, okay, maybe I should, like, I'll tab out.
Yeah, some people do. Some people get drunk, and, like, my wife gets drunk. She just talks more.
Right.
You can't tell that she's shit-faced. She's just going, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. Stop talking to my friends. You know what I mean?
Right.
But this guy he was cocky, man. That girl was she turned into a fucking angry cunt. Your problems come out when you're drunk.
Yeah.
You become what you can't become in your real life.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a drunk, I was violent.
Okay.
Because I'm not a violent guy, but all my shit, I wouldn't let people fuck with me. And when I drank, I would fucking fuck you. I'd get the courage. Mm-hmm. The courage in a can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that guy was a fucking dickhead. I mean, literally a fucking dickhead. And I'd love to jump off stage and I would, my dream
you,
would.
You realize, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Well,
I was like, being way too wordy.
Well, the whole thing is like, you had already called, get this fucking guy out of here.
Right.
Everyone knew he was going.
Yeah.
And then the girl he was with, the Filipino, the mail order, the one he picked up at the port.
Right.
Let's be honest. That's what that was.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
She made the comment to you, hurt your feelings, and you called it, and you got a huge laugh from it. And that guy who was about to be kicked out thought that that laugh was his saving grace, like he got to stay.
Yeah.
He relaxed. He relaxed like, oh, okay, I'm fucking back in the game now.
That was funny.
And then you were like,
you still got to go.
Yeah, and they're like, eh, you still got to go.
I go, no, because he was trying to get his last. I go, what happened? You know why I got mad? I'll tell you why I got mad. I remember now. Because it's so funny. When you get into a fight, you forget everything.
You forget everything. You'll remember the highlight reel. It is only ESPN in your head when you're in your own fight.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.
Right?
Did he hit me? Did I throw something? Dude, this is what happened. Ready? When I told him you're going, he looked like he was going to get his drink and throw it at me. He was about to do something. My fucking spite. That's what happened. I remember now. My spidey senses went off. And he was about to throw something, throw his drink or something, and I couldn't have that. So that's why I got all alpha male.
Right.
I was like, dude, I said something like, dude, you're not going to do shit. Something like that. I'll fucking knock you the fuck out. Because I knew he was about to do something. That's why I got all mad. Because he was about to fucking hurt me something.
Yeah.
That's why I got mad. And he did hurt my feelings. I mean, it was a mixture of both. But when he was about to say something, he wanted to get the last word in. Like last week in Cleveland, this guy was waiting for me to stop talking on the mic so he could say his last word. I go, it's not happening.
Right, right.
I just kept talking over him. You're not getting your last word, stupid. Mm-hmm. It's not happening. Get the fuck out. And they grabbed him and tossed him the fuck out. I just don't get it, dude.
If you had it to do over again tonight, would you have handled it the exact same way?
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to do, dude? I'm just up there trying to fucking tell jokes. And the fact is that I'm not up there. I mean, some people tell jokes that everybody finds funny. My shit, I don't think, you know, some people are like fucking, you know, dude, I know there's guys in there. I start talking about going to therapy or feelings. They're like, fucking faggot. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck you. Either you get it or you don't. But, you know, people that are my fans are going to get it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's who I'm fucking trying to make laugh.
How long have you been in therapy for?
5 years.
How often a week? How many times a week?
Once a week.
How does it make you feel?
Huh?
55 minutes.
What's that?
How long is your session?
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Yeah.
What have you learned?
What have I learned?
Yeah.
First of all, fucking Morton Downey Jr. What the fuck? How did you switch my podcast to your podcast?
Because this is John Tolnet, the motherfucker. No, this is what we're doing.
Fuck yourself.
You just got hijacked. Nah. And you were about to answer. So go ahead.
No, I'll answer you.
Oh, thanks.
But you're not fucking hijacking my podcast. It's not a podcast. We're on my iPhone, you fucking cunt. You really want to be famous, don't you? Why don't you pass out some flyers?
I'm going to be flying out front. I'm going to be downstairs. After this podcast, I'll be downstairs putting shit on windshields.
After the show, it's like walking down the strip in Vegas when he's got the...
Yeah, exactly, right?
I found one of his bumper stickers on my room door. He's actually telling people it's his show this
weekend. That's right. It is.
No, dude, 5 years and a lot. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I've been going too.
I wouldn't be married, dude. I wouldn't be with a chick at all. I fucking hated women. Fucking hated, dude, fucking hated them. And it got to the point where I was either going to lose my chick forever, goodbye,
right.
or, and go and be that guy, or I was going to try to fucking change that shit and go and work that shit out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck yeah. So, you know, absolutely.
So your advice to the angry people?
No, not angry people.
Or people who think they need therapy, would you say,
dude, I think you should go to therapy.
Me?
Come on. Dude, you're a comic. What are you trying to do?
Don't I look like the most well-adjusted human being?
Actually, in your face, you do. You have a very merry... You look like a young Santa Claus. You do. I actually want to bite your cheek. He was talking to the other, the open MC, not me. Because that would hurt my feelings, and I'd fight this big... He's a big cocksucker, but I'd roll with him, because I know I'd be tired quick. Be two fucking...
You throw haymakers early. That's the only way to roll.
Two chuggy bastards trying to get each other in a headlock, sweating on each other. That's what it'd be.
I mean, I guess I'm headlining now. I guess I just got bumped up since MC last night got fired.
Look at you. That's exactly
what he's trying to climb over this guy. How do you go from guest spot to headliner?
All right, say goodbye.
All right, bye, everybody. Thank you. The show's starting.
All right, go ahead. Right. We're not fucking asking you to stay.
All
right. Beat it. All right, well, now we're going on to the other show. Hopefully... Fuck.
It'll be phenomenal. Why wouldn't it be?
Because my wife gave me... See, my wife said the first... But when we're doing this, I go, look, I have a little anxiety about this show because last night, you know, it was a little crazy. I just don't want it to be like that. She goes, it's going to be fine. They're fine. And no, it wasn't. So fuck you.
But isn't it because you thought beforehand it's not going to be fine?
She said that's the same thing.
Because what we perceive, we create.
All right, fucking Florence Scovel Shannon, your manifesto. I believe in that stupid shit too.
All right. Well, then get your fucking Deep Rock Chopra fucking CDs out.
That's not him. He doesn't believe in that shit.
Who's the real magic guy? I already said it.
Florence Scovel Shannon, 1929. She started all this shit.
Florence Scovel Shannon. Yes. Is that a made up thing?
No, that's a real thing? Dude, the game of life and how to play it.
And written in when?
Dude, 1929. It's all metaphysics shit. It's all about your brain as your fucking wand, and your words are your wand. What you say happens. What you think happens. Right. I believe in all that shit. But go fuck yourself on my podcast. I'm not going to let you spout that shit. What's your website again?
JohnToll.net.
Yeah, go there if you want that fucking horse shit.
I want to go there and hear stories about psychedelics and mushrooms. Go there.
Oh, wow. Do you do a lot of drugs?
I can get to the same place. I just do it by eating.
Yeah, dude, I have no problem with that shit. If somebody can use drugs, fucking go, bro. If you can drink, fucking awesome, great. I love that shit. I'd love to be able to smoke some fucking great weed.
Right.
I just can't. I have that addictive, fucked up personality.
You don't think I have an addictive personality? Look at
me. Yeah, but dude,
I'm 305 pounds.
It doesn't matter, dude. I'm talking about drugs. If I did hallucinogenics, dude, I'd be dead. I'm not going to fucking do them to enjoy myself, to find my comedy, and to find the other fucking realm of life and come back and fucking blog about it. Okay. I'm going to go and do it until the pain goes away, and that's never going to happen. So you're going to find me dead in a fucking Resident Inn in fucking Addison. You understand?
Because that is when the pain goes away eventually is when
you're
dude,
I can't fuck with that shit, dude. I can't. That's not my... I can't do. I wish I could.
Right.
If I could do, I'd love to fucking drop some fucking crazy drugs and see what happens, to see what that shit looks like. I just can't fucking do it. I did it when I was 13, 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did it. I fucked up. You know what I mean? Right. So I'd love to smoke weed, dude. Oh my God, I'd love to smoke a joint. Can't fucking do it. Can't smoke cigarettes. I can't eat fucking shitty food. I just can't. Because everything fucks me. Food with you? You're fucking an addict to food?
Oh, I'm totally a food addict. Yeah. You do material right now about being a food addict. It's hitting home so hard.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, but you like therapy, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what therapy is? People think therapy is this guy telling you what to do. It's not. It's a place I get to go once a week where I can be 100% honest with another human being.
Right.
Where it's neutral. It doesn't affect
not
my life.
Not judging you.
Dude, he can't fuck up my life. If I was honest with my wife... it would be over. If I was honest with my friend, they would secretly have some shit on me or fucking.
Okay.
This guy, all he wants to do is listen to me and help me. So I can go to him and say, dude, this chick fucking wanted to suck my cock and I almost did it. I can't tell my wife that.
No, yeah, you'd be done.
Tell my friend that. Why don't you fucking do it, faggot? Do you understand? Right. This guy's gonna go, why didn't you do it? Well, you didn't do it. That's good. And I'm going to go, yeah, I know, but blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't tell your wife that you while you're fucking her, doggies, you're thinking of this chick that you wanted to suck your cock.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to tell somebody that
right.
where it's not going to be a running joke and it's not going to ruin your fucking marriage. You know what I'm saying?
No, it makes a ton of sense.
A place once a week, and that's what like AA, NA, any self-help group is based on one motherfucker telling another motherfucker, in complete honesty.
Yeah, yeah.
What his problems
are. It's
peer
counseling, basically.
It's just, yeah. It's just being honest and getting it the fuck out and understanding it and being like, okay, cool. I'm not a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, okay, cool. Let's move on. Keep it moving. Yeah. I learned, bang, let's go. Dude, I envy motherfuckers that can go through life and just live. There's these
live in the present.
Dude, there's motherfuckers out there that don't have problems. It's like, God, do you float, bitch? Do you float?
Yeah, I mean, but are those people who are trying to be creative, who are trying to get a career, who are trying to make that happen, or are those people who have settled into jobs?
No, those are people who have accepted who they are.
Okay.
Who are well-adjusted. There are people that are well-adjusted. There are people that fucking, you know, there's motherfuckers, there's comics out there that are just, they just who they are, man. Confident, secure, and fucking, I would love to be that. Really.
Are they funny?
Huh?
Are they funny?
Fuck yeah. Okay. There's motherfuckers out there, dude. There's guys out there. Fucking Rogan's one of those
guys.
Oh, yeah,
Rogan's. Rogan's a classic.
Yeah, but Rogan's one of those fucking dudes who's got his shit together. I mean, dude, he can fucking rip your head off and shit down it. He knows a lot about fucking shit. He's a funny motherfucker.
Yep.
He's smart. You know what I mean? Dude, what the fuck? You know what I mean? He's very opinionated and fucking knows. I don't know. I don't know shit. I don't know if I fucking... What am I, a Democrat or a Republican? They both make sense if you fucking...
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not claiming to be that. I wish I could. I just don't fucking have that shit in me. Do right. you?
No. Right. But I have no idea what I'm doing either.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking right at you. Of course. I see
you
me.
Can tell? You see
it's,
me?
Oh,
me?
It's me with hair. It's me a year and a half ago with hair.
That's so great. I can't wait till 4 years from now I'm doing my own podcast in the same green room.
You are doing a podcast.
I know, but I'll be doing mine.
Oh, yeah, but yours is...
Oh, wait, I'm doing mine on yours right now. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. You hijacked mine, you fucking fat cunt.
It happens.
He's not fat, by the way.
No, I am. I have my problems as well, but it's all good.
Yeah, it's all right. You look all right with it.
I could carry it well, they say.
Yeah, they said the same thing to me.
But I am TV unfriendly. You know how bad that is to be told you're TV unfriendly?
Dude, I never heard that. What is that? I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're funny.
I heard that about Nazis. Who says that? Who said that to you?
When you go to casting agents, you know, you're doing that, they give you the look like, yeah, he's not TV friendly. Though.
Really?
Yeah, because I got a weird body.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would say unconventionally good looking.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's it's kind of a weird thing now.
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird. You've taken that to a weird place. And
no, you took it to a weird place, you cocksucker.
No, you just took it to a weirder place.
I didn't say it while I was sitting on your lap rubbing your fucking sack.
Not yet.
That's true. You're trying to take over the podcast again, aren't you?
Again,
it's not going to happen.
Hijacking
you
like a
fuck
terrorist.
You
like a
fucking.
I got to get ready to get on.
Guards, let's say goodbye.
Right now. Okay. Guys, thank you so much. John Toll.
Thank you. This one person listening.
Bullshit.
Plural.
Thousands, motherfucker.
Singular douchebag. Go
All right.
Just say guy.
All right, guy.
Hey, no, just say hey, you.
Hey, you, listening at home. Yeah. Put your cock away. JohnToll.net. I'm out of here.
Really? I'm going to plug in my website.
RobertKellyLive.com.
They're already here. That's how they got to the podcast.
Well, then look at your URL bar, all right?
And that's hide your history, because you know what you're
doing. All right, that's the first podcast. I don't care if you liked it or not. It doesn't matter, because I did it on my iPhone in a fucking green room. The show's... second show's going on right now. I don't know if it's good or bad. First show, two people got kicked out. One drunk bitch with... I think she was a hooker with an old guy. And the other guy... Ugh, just a fucking douche. I hope I bump into him at a fucking supermarket getting onions. I'll fucking smack him in the back of the head and just keep it moving. But anyways, second show's up and running. Hope it's cool. There's a lot of people coming down to the shows. Thanks for coming down and supporting the fucking comedy. And that's it. Make sure you join my mailing list. It's right on the front page. It says, join my mailing list. Get on that so I can let you know when I'm coming to your town. And then Twitter and all that other bullshit. I'm done. Over and out. Dude! You know what, dude?
What's the code word?